First leg of the quaddy at Tamworth today on a good four is the fourth event over 1,200 metres. It's a maiden. Scratchings here are 2, 5, 14 and 15. Star Shilling $2. Ishim $6.50. Rockamo at 7, 7.50. Vivenzo and then Kegstar at $8.
Yeah, well, I'm putting a couple in the quaddy here. Obviously the favourite, tipping on top, Star Shilling, a filly who's had the one start at Dubbo. She was able to jump and get on speed. She shared the lead essentially with the winner. Now that winner was having its 36th start, which probably doesn't fill you with confidence. She was in good form going into that, but look, she's a filly open to improvement. She's going to cross over here and be on the pace as well. My biggest danger here, and I think this is possibly the value of the day, number 6 Vivenzo draws to get back, not great at the start, but was well-backed in that same race, backed into favouritism, ended up within 2 lengths, coming from last. Look, I'm wary of what he does at the getaway again. He could be right out the back and face too big a task, but I think he's got the talent to beat Vivenzo, and they both go on the quaddy there, 12 ahead of 6. 4 Rockamo, next best, and I have put in the other one there, number 8 Isham, as next in line. So 12, 6, 4 and 8 for race number 4.
Race number 5 on the program. This is a class 2 over 1,400 metres. And the tab fixed odds favourite here with scratchings being 5, 14 and 15 is One Soul Air at $2.40. Flying Scotsman 4.60, 8.50 are well. Starum at 10, as is Mixed Regret.
Yeah, look, I'm tipping favourites here, but going to continue to do that too. Soul Air, I'm not keen on the price, but he is top pick here. He worked home fairly well first up at this track. First up for the new stable is with Cody Morgan. Now, local stable, this looks an easy race for mine, and Pleading is flying, beaten 3 lengths there. Gets a claim down to 57.5, so 2 kilo drop. That could help. Still filling with gear changes, sort of near side blinker coming off and all that sort of stuff. I'm hopeful. He's been a little disappointing across the career, you'd have to say. So I'm not into the short odds about him, but he goes on top. Flying Scotsman is the main danger, up from the maiden win, which was here, of course, at 1,400. Low draw, gets on speed. Probably, you know, might follow the leader, I would think, is the plan. And does look a threat. 6 RL, next best, just looks ready for 1,400 metres. Does get a long way back, though. And 2 Battle Guardian, the other one that I put in there. So 1 and 4, primarily, 6 and 2, the others there, race 5.
Race number 6, a class 3, over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here, 1, 2, 14 and 16. Tab fixed odds favourite, I'm a Cracker, $2.60. Torfeet Lass at 4.750. Cool Missile, Proviso, $9.50. $12, Warra Flash.
Well, I'm hopeful I'm a Cracker. Look, I tipped this one as a special here a fortnight ago, and he did a good job, but there were no excuses there. He was trailing up nicely and just couldn't get to the winner there and had most of the straight to do it. So every chance. Claimed today, 3 kilos off, down to 55 kilos. And you're looking at a step from 1,000 metres to 1,200. Now, that could a positive, hoping it is a positive, and certainly the horse is going to be trailing very handy here, presuming that maybe before Missile is the leader of the race. So I'm a Cracker, gets another chance here to notch that third win. A Torfeet Lass does look a danger. A winner 2 starts ago that was at this track, and he's her only appearance at this track so far, won by a big space that was on wet, and then to Coffs Harbour last time, got long day. Drawn here to get every chance. So I think it has to be a big winning chance. And it's the other one that I want to put in the quaddy there. So 11 ahead of 8. Cool Missile can lead and give a sight. 12 Proviso next in line there. 11, 8, 9 and 12.
Final event on the program, a benchmark 58. 1,000 is the trip. Scratchings here are 3, 6, 10 and 14. Brave Enough, $3.10. Fox Storm, $3.20. Fortnite at $7. Mock Song, $8.50.
Yeah, look, tricky. A lot of first-uppers here. Key first-uppers in the race, including the two favourites. Tipping Fox Storm. who has won two trials on the way into this, at Scone late July and Muswellbrook only on Wednesday during this week. So look set for a nice run here. Drawn well, lightly raced, you would hope, can get forward or maybe even could. Reece Jones, who is your rider, has been aboard in both those trials, so that's important too. 8 Mock Song, no trial for her. She's a 7-year-old mare. Look, 1,000 metres and a dry track is her sort of comfort zone, so she's there as a fresh chance as well. Brave Enough, sort of the equal leader at this stage, favourite at this stage, is anything but a leader. He's going to get back a long way back from this draw, may even be last. Will face a challenge given that, but he's at home, he's won at, and he has won fresh as well, so he's got a chance here for sure. The other one that I am putting in the crate is the toppy here, Fortnite. Certainly has a chance with the claiming away from that big weight. Does find a spot on speed. 12 ahead of 8, 2, and 1, a tricky race to close.
12, 8, 2, 1 in the final event. Kev, your best bet, value bet, quaddy bet play of the day, please.
Look. Race 6, number 11, I'm a Cracker, is the best for mine. Hoping that we'll get every chance again. Needs to stand up a little bit, but the absence of anything that I'm super keen on, that there's a few short ones today throughout the day. It's the best. Hey, okay, as mentioned, the first quality race 4, it's not my top pick here, but number 6 of Venzo, I think, is a value price at the moment. So race 4, number 6, I will name as a value there. Quaddy, I'm trying to get this fairly cheaply. So first leg 6 and 12, second leg 1 and 4, third leg 8 and 11, and the last leg we put a few in there, 1, 2, 8 and 12 to close up. And look, that might have to be our player of the day as well. The others, look, Hemsworth looks a good favourite. Tucson Valley, I'm tipping in race 2. It's a first starter and the favourite in the first. Not tipping anything on top at a huge value throughout the day, Brent. So hopefully that just means that we can get a heap of winners.
That's the way to do it, Kev. Best of luck.
Cheers. Thank you.
Kev Casey there with his thoughts on the Tamworth program.